When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despont, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Hello, dear listeners. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. Today, I'll read to you the story of the project of Janus, a little jewel in Paris. The story was written by Bruno Bouchot, architect, founder of Bouchot Architects, one of the most specialist offices on the revitalization of the Parisian urban fabric. The operation at 60 Rue Jouffroy-Daban in the 17th arrondissement of Paris was a little jewel damaged by time. This mansion, originally residential, located in the plain of Monceau during the works of the Perrier brothers, is typical of the Haussmann period. This small building was presented to us during a competition to which we were invited by its owner, Groupama Immobilier. As with every project startup, I had put together the team available in the agency's production schedule and the most qualified for this type of exercise. We very quickly determined the stakes of this miniature 500 square meters tertiary project. It was indeed not very large, but very valuable and as complicated as a larger operation. The challenge was to regain the architectural coherence that had been lost with the changes of use between the initial habitat and the office activity. Groupama Immobilier's expectation was to make it a premium tertiary mansion for user/investor with the profile of a family office, notary, lawyer, or the headquarters of a provincial holding company. We did it, but not without difficulty. Indeed, although we are experienced in the exercise, it took us a long time to reconcile the divergent opinions of the architect of the Bâtiment de France, the direction of the town planning of the city of Paris, and the Department of the History of the Architecture and the Archaeology of the city of Paris. These departments of the city of Paris and the state are not always in sync, and it takes time to understand their precise expectations and the historical issues specific to each building. It is a common mistake to generalize their analysis and wishes regarding heritage preservation. We always allow time to qualify these meetings and prepare them with the maximum of documentation. This building, by its configuration and its time, did not deviate from the 19th century style with its facade of dressed stone and millstone base. The presence of glass bays, a balcony with balusters, and two round dormers in the roof gave a remarkable personality to the street facade. On the other hand, the facade on the courtyard and garden showed all the traces of the massacre. No order was still visible, and the rotunda glass roof, of which the old documents were a proof, had been demolished and replaced by a concrete structure and polycarbonate that had yellowed. To conclude, the garden had been disconnected from the facade in favor of a dripping moat, and the vegetation was reduced to a single rhododendron. A work of requalification of the courtyard facade was therefore essential. Bouchot Architects named each of the projects under study. We named this one Janus, in reference to the Roman god who evokes transition, the beginning, but also the end. The divinity with two faces, one turned towards the past and the other towards the future, seemed to us very appropriate. The ground floor, raised by 7 steps, was the first entrance sequence, itself extended by a large wooden French staircase that served the floors. This staircase, which was of no interest at first sight, was all that was at stake in the administrative authorization. There was no other way to reach the garden from the ground floor than a very confidential staircase and a corridor through the basement leading to a low wall 1.10 meter high. And sacrilegious sadness, a small canopy in methacrylate protected smokers from the rain or the projectiles of the neighbor, a bit of a crazy lady who imposed terror. As a fire escape route, a flight of steps allowed users to reach a gate and to escape by the condominium opposite. So, the weeks and months went by in meetings on the site, in discussions, in points of view and exchanges, in agreements, and then in full faces, always and only about the wooden staircase. We worked on the semantics of demolition in displacement and transformation in reconversion, but the staircase is still there today where it was. Thus, reinforcing this inescapable notion of the defenders of the past, the already there, even if it is uncomfortable and ugly, the object benefits from the precedence and that is enough. We logically defended the closing of an insalubrious courtyard to accommodate the elevator and around a comfortable and secure staircase, but nothing was possible. Even with a visual breakthrough to the garden and direct access, we had to review our intention, our conviction. And finally, with that exaggerated regret, we're proud to have been able to deliver what our client expected while respecting everyone's wishes. The stairs stayed where they wanted. We dipped it in black paint to give it majesty. We carefully fitted handicapped lifts that regulate access to the raised first floor from the street. We maintained the visual breakthrough to the garden by adding a descending flight of stairs to a cafeteria, widely open to the garden through a workshop-style glass facade. The work in green terraces of this garden cleverly regulates the surface on the ground floor as an extension of the cafeteria and the amenity of a flowered garden that rises. The floors are largely opened and offer, in coherence with the two facades, surfaces lit by traditional windows or curtain walls in the manner of artists' studios. The second floor has a balcony on each of the facades. The particularly careful treatment of the decoration in the hall, the landings, and the sanitary facilities brings an upscale, almost hotel-like signature to the hall. The discontinuous brass line that animates the verticality of the hall and the staircase underlines the wallpaper covering and constitutes a warm, almost domestic ensemble that links history and function. The fine woodwork of the landing cladding also emphasizes the warm, domestic identity of the floors. Under the straightened roof on the courtyard side and under the historic roof on the street side, the plaster cladding of the ramps reveals the design of the framework and constitutes decorative caissons in perfect harmony with the style of the mansion. In conclusion, a small project in size is no less complex. It accumulates the same difficulties with a major impact on the time needed to prepare the administrative authorizations. Time being money, architects must justify their fees accordingly. In a rehabilitation, the know-how of the architect is inseparable from his knowledge. The knowledge of the heritage is essential and determines the fluidity of its relations with the services of the city and the state. These exchanges must not be reduced to a confrontation, but to a collaboration between respectful and legitimate professionals. The closer the architect gets, the more trust is established and the better the project, the heart of our concerns, and this is finally our only duty. Text by Bruno Bouchot from Bouchot Architects. Thank you for listening. This was Esther for Anne-Charlotte. Let's meet again soon for a new episode in English.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at yoquierodineropodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.